This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a song from Country Girl. This is called Love and Learn. You'll hear the lovely voice and the stylish delivery of Patty Andrews with me in this.
Oh, it's a dream and a plot.
It's what you think it's not.
You gotta love and learn.
Love and learn, love and learn. It's a breeze and then a burn. You retreat and then return. You may have climbed the tree of knowledge, but when you love, you really learn.
Love and learn. Learn a lot. It's the be and end all. Then it's not.
Love and learn.
It's a dream.
Love and learn.
It's a plot.
Love and learn.
It's something out of seventh heaven or something misbegot.
Each morning when I count my blessings, they tally up to none. I've arrived at this. The state of bliss is somewhat overdone.
Love
and learn. Weep and sing.
Oh, love.
Till the final day of reckoning. But when arms start to cling, with the thrills kisses bring, what you have learned is you haven't learned a thing.
Each morning when I count my blessings, they tally up to none. I've arrived at this. Overdone.
You gotta love.
Love and learn.
In order to learn.
Weep and sing.
Till the final
day
of
reckoning. But when arms start to cling, with the thrills kisses bring, what you have learned is you haven't learned.
It's a dream and it's a plot. What you thought it was not.
But when I begin to cling,
an angel starts to sing. What you have learned is you haven't learned a thing.
Very bright opener, Bing. Nice words and music.
Yes, it's a well-written thing, Ken.
You know, I was just thinking, you singers wouldn't be much without songs, would you?
Now, there's an astute observation.
No. What I mean is, it's certainly convenient that you fellows have songs all written for you. All you got to do is read them, open your mouth, and sing them.
Yeah, that's the standard method and common usage. Of course, Ken, if we singers didn't have songs written for us, we'd do just what the Calypso singers would do down there in Trinidad way. We'd just make them up as we went along.
Oh, yes, of course. Actually, that's what the minstrels of old did.
Yeah, but thank goodness this is the day of deep frozen foods, canned soups, and songs that are already prepared, too.
Then, should we say, long live the songwriters?
Of course. Incidentally, most of them live real good, too.
Say they do. Most of them have their grand pianos all paid for, and also they don't have to resort to going to public swimming pools.
You know, I was thinking the other day about songwriters. It occurred to me that see what a wealthy man Bobby Burns would have been if he'd had an ASCAP rating back in the middle 1700s.
Huh? Yes, indeed.
Hadn't he been loaded?
But unfortunately, there wasn't any Scottish Society of Authors, Composers, and Publishers then. And for this reason, poor old Bobby lived a poor existence. I suppose he often had to hock his grand piano, huh?
Yeah, probably shuttled it in and out of Uncle Oscar's, but Bobby had no swimming pool either.
Well, what would you do with a swimming pool in Scotland?
Well, they could keep live lobsters in it, I guess, on warm days, that is.
Gee, imagine writing a big song like Auld Lang Syne and not getting much pay for it.
Okay, murderous break.
Auld Lang Syne, song that everybody sings at least once a year.
Well, you mean on New Year's Eve, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ken, everybody doesn't always sing Auld Lang Syne on New Year's Eve. There are those who just don't always make it till midnight. They hit the floor before the shouting begins, you know?
That's right. There are those who don't always go the 8 furlongs.
Don't make it. A lot of people get overcome by the confetti.
Some of them knocked out by balloons. Still dangerous,
certainly,
those balloons.
Of course. But back to Bobby Burns, Ken. You know, he had a wonderful sentimental side. But he was a little devilish, too.
Yeah. Would you say that he, too, sometimes didn't get to sing Auld Lang Syne on New Year's Eve?
Very well be. But what I meant is, Ken, that he had a real mischievous side when it came to writing verse. I believe I can recall a little thing that he wrote on marriage. It goes something like this. That hackneyed judge of human life, the preacher and the king, observes, the man that gets a wife, he gets a noble thing. But how capricious are mankind, now loathing, now desirous. We married men, how oft we find the best of things will tire us.
Oh, wait a minute.
Little Bobby's.
Don't you think we better point out to the ladies listening that Burns was only kidding?
Oh, I don't know whether he was kidding or not. Anyhow, Ken, I don't think the dames will get their dudgeon up over a little gag. Maybe I should sing now.
Huh? That might be a good idea.
I know. Here's another song from the motion picture Country Girl, in which I'm featured along with Phil Holden and Grace Kelly. This one is called The Land Around Us.
We hardly ever face land that looks like so much wasteland, but here our journey ends and here we stay. With wealth the soil is bursting, we've but to quench its thirsting, and there's a river not too far away. Here we'll settle and prove our mettle. The land around us will be in bloom, with song and laughter and elbow room. A town will blossom here with all serene, with houses white and with gardens green. The lanes are shady, the streets are wide, you and your lady are full of pride. I can hear children's voices, I can hear Sunday chimes, all across the valley better times. On land we found us, one thing I know, the land around us will grow. Put the post office here and the high school there, and if we fail to put up a jail, we hope you don't mind. Round here we'll have no galoot who totes a sixer to shoot, for in our plan each citizen will be the respectable kind. A railroad station here, opera house will be there. We'll do our best, the uncivilized West, to conquer and tame. We'll settle for not less than a town that's pure and spotless, or mud will be our name. On land we found us, one thing I know, the land around us will grow and grow.
Here's Rodgers and Hammerstein's great song from Me and Juliet, No Other Love.
seen the night go by, wishing that you could be watching the night with me. Into the night I cry, hurry home, come home to me. Set me free, free from doubt and free from longing. Into your arms I'll fly, locked in your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love have I, no other love.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you'll listen again tomorrow night, same place and same time.
Be sure to hear Bing Crosby again tomorrow night, transcribed from Hollywood.
Listeners behind the Iron Curtain risk their lives to hear and to spread the word from the free world, broadcast by Radio Free Europe. No such risk is involved in your listening to this message, but the free world risks another war if these truth broadcasts do not continue to get through the Iron Curtain. That's why it's important to all of us to support the Crusade for Freedom, sponsor of such broadcasts. Send your truth dollars to the Crusade for Freedom, care of your post office. That's Crusade for Freedom, care of your post office. You hear America's favorite shows on the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music Hall.